Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, December 15th, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
United Health Products provides corporate update. United Health Products, Inc. provided a status update on its discussions with the FDA regarding a warning letter issued in March 2025. The company submitted a response addressing violations and completed a post-audit of clinical trial data. FDA evaluated the response, requested additional information, and commented on plans for a new study. UHP disputes some findings and aims to resolve them in a conference before year-end. The company completed preclinical studies comparing Cellustat hemostic gauze to the standard of care, showing less risk of post-surgical complications. UHP plans to expand indications for use with a study on laparoscopic procedures. Cellustat is an all-natural product designed to control bleeding, seeking approval for the human surgical market.
GeoVax announces British Journal of Hematology publication highlighting superior T-cell responses of GEO-CM4F1 in CLL patients. GeoVax Labs, Inc. announced the publication of interim Phase 2 clinical data on its next-generation COVID-19 vaccine in patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. The GEO-CM04S1 vaccine demonstrated significantly stronger and more durable T-cell responses compared to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in CLL patients. Following the mRNA vaccine's failure to meet the primary endpoint, the trial will now exclusively proceed with GEO-CM04S1. This vaccine shows promise in addressing the immune limitations of immunocompromised individuals, with over 40 million U.S. adults and 400 million globally in need of better protection. GEO-CM04S1's dual antigen design promotes robust T-cell responses that are less impacted by immune dysfunction and viral variation, making it a potential solution for high-risk patients.
Translocating nanoplastics in zebrafish. Scientists from City University of Hong Kong have discovered that nanoplastics can enter zebrafish through waterborne and dietary exposure, crossing biological barriers to accumulate in organs like the brain, gills, liver, and intestines. These ultra-small plastic particles can have harmful effects on fish, potentially stunting growth and reproduction. A recent study published in Environmental Chemistry and Ecotoxicology exposed zebrafish to nanoplastics, finding that the particles quickly spread throughout the body, accumulating in critical tissues. Most nanoplastics entered through the gills and intestines, with a portion remaining trapped for an extended period. Researchers developed a computer model to simulate nanoplastics in fish, providing insights into how these particles behave in organisms and potentially in mammals.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.